Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Vardhman Special Steels Limited Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vatsal from Choice Equity Broking Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Tushar. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Choice Equity Broking, welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY24 post-results conference call of Vardhman Special Steels Limited. I also take this opportunity to welcome the senior management team. On today's call, we have with us Mr. Rajendra Kumar Riwari, Executive Director, Ms. Soumya Jain, Executive Director, Mr. Sanjeev Singla, CFO. Kindly refer to the Safe Harbor statement on the second slide of the earnings presentation. I will now invite the management for the opening remarks to be followed by Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our earnings calls for the quarter and nine months ended 31st December 2023. On call with me is Ms. Soumya Jain, who is our Executive Director and daughter of Mr. Sachit Jain, Mr. Sanjeev Singla, our CFO, Mrs. Sonam Dhingra, our Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. And we regret to inform you that Mr. Sachit Jain, because of some business engagements, will not be able to join this call, and we will answer all your questions. Thank you. Now, the quarter which has and 9 months which has gone by, overall quarter went very well in terms of operation. During this quarter, we had two shutdowns. One five-day shutdown for our furnace, that means from the steel melting shop, and 13-day shutdown in the rolling mill. The purpose of taking this shutdown in the rolling mill was to add two additional stands, which are the equipments for rolling. With the installation of these two stands, we will be able to increase our rolling production by about 10,000 tons per annum. So it was a first step for our revamping activities on our rolling mill to increase our production. In the second phase, we will be putting up another bigger reheating furnace and coke mill. Those will take another 12-18 months to come forward. All these three activities are for the revamping of rolling mill, increasing our taking our production to the next level, and also giving the quality-assured rolled bars to the market. So this was about the production activity. As Sachit sir has informed you, informed investors a number of times, that we are increasing our capacity to 260,000 tons per annum of our steel making. So in order to achieve that, we have already undertaken some initiative. Rather, I will say we have executed some initiatives during the month of January, and the progress is quite good. And hopefully, we will be from next year onwards, we will be achieving the higher target of SMS production. The other important thing for you to note is on our ESG initiatives. In our earlier communication, everywhere we have said that our carbon footprint is 0.82 metric ton per ton of steel, emission of carbon dioxide while we make steel. It has come down to another low level of 0.68 because government has changed some standard of calculating the footprint. So this is a, I mean, say from the ESG point of view, it's a good development. We informed in our board meeting also, we have executed power purchase agreement of solar power plant on 16 December 23. Ongoing capacity expansion, which we envisaged by adding the new equipments, is going on as per plan. And we targeted about 800 tons per month, we have already achieved around 700 tons per month, and in the subsequent month, it will further stabilize. Our collaboration with the IT team is going on well. All activities are their participation and our understanding about the product quality, safety, etc. is going on as per our schedule. Their engineers, their experts are here with us. Everything is going on as per our plan. As I said earlier, the quarter three, it went well as per our budgeted plan, but however, quarter three is always a little bit subdued because of various shutdowns being taken by the automobile manufacturers and forging plants. So therefore, we had lost some tonnage in the sales, about 6%, I think our sale was less, but we are hopeful that in the times to come, we will cover up that and we will be able to achieve our annual target of around 200,000 tons. So this is all about general. Overall scenario is looking good. Car sales, everybody knows, is upbeat. Manufacturers are upbeat. It looks good. So now I request Mr. Singla to go through the financial format with you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. In terms of financial performance for the quarter three, it is almost in terms of tonnage and in terms of revenue, same as was in Q3 of the corresponding corresponding quarter of last year. Actual tonnage we have achieved is 46,400, which is 0.17% marginally higher than the Q3 of last year. And revenue from operations is almost same as in the Q3 last year. In terms of EBITDA, though on the face it is appearing to be lower, but I would like to say that this Q3 of last year was not comparable because of two reasons. One was that we have accounted 6.6 crores of GST refund in Q3 last year, which was pertaining to Q1 and Q2. And secondly, the price reduction of 1,700 rupees, which was pertaining to Q3, was decided in Q4, and accordingly the price decrease was also factored in Q4. So in last year we have said that Q3 and Q4 is to be considered in total, because Q3 some figures were booked in Q4. Overall EBITDA per ton in Q3 this year, it is 8,900, well within our stated range. And after all, our PAT for this quarter is 22 crores. And as far as Rewari sir has already said, that we are lagging a little behind in terms of our overall sales for the 9 months, and which we are trying our best to meet our annual target of 200,000 tons. So that's all on our financial performance. Now I request for the question answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Angad from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question was on the blended realization. Over the past 5-6 years, we have seen the blended realization has improved from 55,000 level to around 85,000 level. You had mentioned in FY24 this year will be a year of consolidation on volume front. Sir, so can you just give us some trajectory on the blended realization? How do we look at it? Is this current level sustainable? And like, can you just give us a perspective? Thank you.
Mr. Singla.
So current level, because of this 85,000 is basically decided by the market. Mostly it is driven by the raw material prices. And as you will see that in the past 2-3 years after COVID, the raw material prices increased to a level which never one never expected. And this 85,000 figure was even more than 95,000 also. As of now, we see this revenue figures of 85,000 rupees is more or less stable from the last, I will say, 1 year. And going forward also, we don't see much change in these figures.
Okay. One more question on the capacity levels. Since we'll hit the peak capacity in 26, until the greenfield capacity comes, what are our plans to incrementally increase the our sales and volume front?
As we have already explained that we are doing various improvements in our process flow, we are increasing our own capacity, which we said that will be 260,000 metric tons per annum, which can also, we have a scope to increase it further. We will do that. Our own rolling mill is also, we are increasing the capacity, and once we add the do the full revamp, then that capacity will also go up. So I think that way we will be able to meet the requirement of the market.
Okay. And sir, I just wanted to understand on the frequency of the negotiations on the price level with OEMs. Is it like quarterly or what's the frequency level? And how do we implement the new price? Is it decided from the first date? Like, can you just throw some light on that? Thank you.
Normally, the price is quarter-wise. And you know, we have to negotiate with the OEMs. So broadly, it is based on the raw material price. And a few other, if we are selling alloy steel, then the price of nickel, moly, etc. But it has to happen quarterly, but sometimes there is always a lag between the finalization and, you know, the start of realization of that price. But to make it simple, it is based on the raw material prices. Raw material has few indices to note. It can be taken from various, you know, steel mint and other sites where it is declared, you know, like shredded as well as the ingot price available in the Mandi Gobindgarh. So these are the influencing factors.
Okay. Thank you. I'll get back in queue.
Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Naman, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. A couple of questions. First is, if you are aware of, you know, that there is a...
Can you speak loudly, please? Naman?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me try a little louder. Okay, my question number one is, if we are aware that the plant is under maintenance or we are lagging behind target, but there's additional thing, you know, which we always hear that we are building up the capacities or plants. So what I mean to say is, why we are not so proactive, you know, in managing this? Because that means we are aware of the situation that our margins or our sales or we are, you know, not meeting at the target. So why we not make up in additional plans or capacities, or why we are only doing in a period where we are getting hit? And number two is, every year we talk about IT and the future prospects there, but every year we see the figures of exports are very negligible, 3%-5%. So these couple of things are not summing up, you know. So that's the question on it. Or you can provide some detailed numbers or projections, how the capacity of the plant or the projections, you know, will lead up to a good number, you know, because that's what, you know, everyone is expecting something to build up in near future. And when we are talking about new capacities of plants, I'm sure I remember we talked earlier also something about NOCs and going up with the Ministry of Environment and, you know, all the green signals from PSC, you know. I'm sure management would have taken those considerations too, but just want to know how things are at the current status and what's the projection.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Naman. We appreciate your concerns. First of all, let me assure you that nothing is happening abruptly. Everything is well planned. As I explained, every shutdown is well planned, and we start building up our inventories to, you know, to feed the market. And we have not suffered any market share or any sales because of our planned shutdowns. Number two, I will emphasize that in order to bring in improvement in the existing steel plant, it is almost imperative to have shutdowns. Otherwise, you know, it is a hot matter. We can do some projects offline, but many of these activities have to be undertaken while taking the shutdown. The shutdown of a furnace of 5 days is almost a biannual or once in 2 years' time when we have to overhaul the furnace. That is also in the interest of capacity and it's a planned maintenance activity to avoid future breakdowns. So this was the first part of your question. Second part was?
Exports.
Exports, you know, exports are building up, and we are glad to inform you that in the last quarter also, it is one of the highest exports we have did. About how much is the point?
10%.
About 10, it has now reached 10%, and in a couple of years' time, we want to reach to 25%-30% of the total this thing. You know, in a steel for automobile, there is a little longer system. We have to first make the steel, then send the bars for approval. After that, once that is approved, then the parts are forged and then sent for approval. So it is the lead time is in terms of couple of years, you know, when we finally get approval. And to assure you that today we have approval from all major automobiles, right from Suzuki, Maruti, Toyota, and many other, you know, leading manufacturers, we have in their approved list. Things will be moving and are moving as per our plan. There is nothing to worry. We are not going back to back on anything. Everything is happening. About you said about Aichi. We are also started supplying to Aichi, and the Aichi way of doing business is that it will slowly build up. Maybe in the next year, we will see the higher figures of export to Aichi also. And ultimately, it will reach up to 30,000 tons of steel in a couple of years' time, 20,000 to 30,000 tons per annum, which will increase our export element. However, this export will not appear as an export because we have to give it to a trading partner of the Aichi, who will buy from us in India and then will export. So, Naman, rest be assured that everything is, you know, going on as per plan. We will try to do as a team to better that. But this is, I think, this is the normal way of progressing. I hope I have been able to answer your questions. If still any point, please let us know.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks. That's very helpful. And the last one, you know, about the new, whatever we are talking about, new additional capacities or plants. I hope all is done as per the government approvals, NOCs, PSPCL or Ministry of Environment or anything.
Yes, we have, as per the Ministry of Environment clearance, everything is cleared. We have been able to fulfill all the conditions laid down by the Pollution Control Board. All action have been taken from our side, you know. Lot of CAPEX has also gone into that, but we are now fully complied up to 300,000 tons of billet production, steel melting shop production.
That's good. Congrats for that. So I think, yes, sir, we are looking forward. I think in the hopefully coming years, with exports figures moving up, as you mentioned, and new IT partnership will really show some results. Thanks, sir. That's it. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Chetan Parikh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Hi, please. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, so my first question is, so how do you look at the industry at this moment? And how is the demand for the auto industry at the same point?
At this moment, as I said, the last quarter was a little bit subdued because of the shutdowns. This quarter is looking normal. However, there is news every day in the in the media that automobile sector is growing. So we hope that if it grows, it will also be boost to the steel makers for this segment. So it looks I would say normal to us.
Okay, sir. So, sir, my next question is, as you mentioned earlier that we have started, you know, mass production for IT steel. So, could you just throw a bit of light and update for the progress for the same?
Last year in February, we have started the mass production, you are right. And as per our plan, this year we targeted that we will be doing exports to IT Forge in Southeast Asia, about 7,000 to 8,000 tons. So that is also in line, and accordingly we will do that much of exports in the current year. And going forward next year, our plans is that we will be doing about 13,000 to 15,000 tons of exports. So gradually it will increase. And as Rivadi sir has earlier said also that our exports are also increasing. But this sales to this IT Forge in Southeast Asia is getting merged in our domestic sales because we are selling to their trading partner in India. So our exports, including this trading partner, will grow beyond 20% in the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, sir. Last question I would like to ask, is there any new expansion plan? Like, if yes, then how are we going to fund the CAPEX?
As of now, the CAPEX which we have planned, like Cox Block or this reheating furnace, so all this announced CAPEX will get completed by mid of next financial year. And as conveyed earlier also, so we will be funding this from our internal goals only. Marginally, maybe we will have to go for some funding, but as of now, we don't have any such plans. So mostly it will be funded through internal goals.
Okay.
And for the new project, we have still to decide. Things are on the drawing board only.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Radha. Please go ahead.
This is 5%. In this quarter, you said it's 10%. So, could you give some insights on whether it was due to new customer wins or higher share of business with the existing customers? How it is?
Can you please repeat? Their voice was cut in between. You lost.
Oh, Yes, sir. Sir, I said that export in the last quarter, it was at 5%. And this quarter, if I heard it correctly, you mentioned that it's 10%. So could you please give us some insight as to whether it was due to new customer wins or increase in share of business from existing customers?
It was a blend of that. There were new customers also and the existing customer also. So it is a blend of that, and I think as I said earlier, that new business comes on the basis of approvals. So we are getting some approvals. As the approvals come, then comes the demand. So it is blend mostly, mostly from both new customers also and the existing ones also.
So two quarters back, Mr. Jain has mentioned that we are yet to receive approvals from Yamaha and Musashi as our customers in the exports market. So does this this quarter have we seen sales as a result of approvals that we have received from them?
No, not. They are all approvals are in progress, but we have still not received any approval and any sales demand accordingly. It will take maybe a quarter more to.
Yeah,
there is a sufficient progress in this matter.
So, in terms of geographies, we are exporting to Thailand and Saudi. Anywhere else am I missing other than these regions?
I think at this moment our major export is in Thailand only, because Thailand has a lot many, it is a forging hub, so that that is our first target. Plus our you know, partners Aichi has a their major forging plant in Thailand, Indonesia, so in this region only. However, now we are making efforts and exploring the markets of Europe also. But at this moment, we are concentrated in Thailand, because Thailand is offering us the opportunity to grow.
Okay. So lastly, you mentioned that some new projects are on the drawing board. So would that be in the specialty field itself or anything else you are looking for?
At the moment, our vision is focused towards automobile segment only. However, while we travel ahead, there whatever opportunity comes in our way shall be evaluated, and accordingly sufficient required steps will be taken in that segment. But at this moment, we are automobile centric manufacturer.
Okay, thanks, and all the best.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Angad from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, two small bookkeeping questions. Sir, what is our electric and non-electric volume mix for this quarter and also for the 9 months FY24? And if you could just give us the vehicle category figures as well, like the passenger vehicle, commercial and two-wheeler split, that will be helpful.
Angad, as discussed in our earlier various meetings also, our overall, in case you will ask me the share, our overall share, about 40% goes into the passenger vehicles, and about 32 to 34% is in the two-wheelers, and rest is to the commercial vehicle and the various other types of vehicles, and some share is also going to tier ones, for which we are not aware about where they are supplying. So those tier ones are having the approvals from their own OEMs. So it is a broad, I will say, bifurcation of our revenue, that mostly it is to the passenger vehicle and the two-wheelers.
And you asked about the electrical and non-electrical. Our electrical supply to EV should be around 5% or 6% of the total sales, you know. And at this moment, we are only 5 to 6% of our level only.
That is helpful, sir. And sir, one small question. In the other income for this year, So how do we look forward in terms of the other income, since it includes the GST refunds, electricity incentives? Like, how many years will this continue going forward, and what will be a sustainable number?
This will, yeah, Mr. Singla will answer this, but I can tell you that it is based on the government policies we calculate, and then only we take cognizance of that. But as per my understanding, it will go
It is,
for
yes,
so
for 10
years,
years.
10 years' time, it will continue accruing.
Yes.
Mr. Singla, if you want to add something to.
Yes, sir, you are right that it will continue for 10 years in terms of electricity duty exemption, and 7 years up for GST refund. And we have a second application also for the benefits for the expansion which we have undertaken for our rolling mill. And from the completion of that expansion, again, we will be getting this additional sanction of 7 years and 10 years. So going forward, we can say that it will continue up to 32 to 35, financial year 32 and 35.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Ritwik Sheth from One Up Financial. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi, good morning, sir. So two questions from my end. Firstly, what is the pricing negotiation that we are currently undertaking with the auto OEMs?
Sorry, say it again.
What are the pricing negotiations that we are undergoing with the auto OEMs?
So, as you are aware that it is mostly on, earlier it was on half yearly, but from last 2-3 years, it is on quarterly basis.
Right.
From October 23, we have received a price increase of 3,600 from some of the OEMs. And further, there is a decrease also agreed from 1st of January 24 of 1,700. And one or two OEMs still, the discussions going on. So most probably we are, the same will be settled within February or March.
Okay. Okay. So Q3 we saw an.
It takes time, Ritwik. It takes time. You know how it happens with the OEMs, you know.
Right. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is the raw material like versus the last 3 to 6 months? How is the raw materials, mainly the scrap, behaved in the last 3 to 6 months for us?
Raw material prices have come down. If we see at our cost, I would say we have our prices have gone down by approximately 2% in the raw material cost in absolute terms. It looks, I must say, the raw material market looks calm. It's not, it has not been so volatile in last 6 months, and it is stable towards downward side, you know. Yes.
Okay, got it. And just a follow-up on the previous participant's question on the electricity and the GST incentive that we are receiving. So, electricity you mentioned for 10 years. So this will be in the range of 5 to 6 crores per quarter. So close to 20 crores per year is for 10 years, right?
Yes. Taken together, GST and electricity duty is about 5 to 6 crores, 5.5 crores in a quarter.
Okay. Okay. Combined, it is 5 to 6 crores in a quarter. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. All the best, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Hiten Boricha from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Good morning. So my question is on the volume side. As you mentioned, that some of the reports are suggesting that the demand in the auto sector is coming back, especially in like Q3 and January also. So just wanted to understand how confident we are to achieve this volume of 2 lakh because we have done only around 142,000 kind of volume in 9 months, and so we have to do around 57,000 tons kind of volume. So how confident we are to achieve this kind of volume? This is my first question, sir.
We are quite confident that we will achieve this volume, and the first indication is January. So our sales in January is as per our plan, and we shall complete the rest of 2 months also to be in the vicinity of 200,000 tons sales volume. We are confident.
Okay. And my second question is on the volume for next year, sir. So as you also spoke about increase in exports and other markets, IC volumes is also going to come back. So just wanted to understand what kind of volume we are targeting next year, sir. And also you can throw some light on EBITDA per ton.
As far as next year is concerned, I think as I said that the effect of two stands in the rolling mill will give us an increase of 10,000 tons per annum. So that 10,000 ton will surely come. And if we were able to push that I think maybe I foresee sure shot 10% increase in the sales for next year. If it is 8 to 10%, if it goes well, that will happen
with similar kind of EBITDA, right, sir?
EBITDA is, you know, it depends on various things. Our normal guidance remains that our EBITDA will remain between 7,000 to 10,000 per ton. It will remain same and could be at a mean level or higher side of the mean level we wish.
Cool. Understood. Yeah. I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Aniket Redkar from Investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, sir, I have a couple of questions. So I just want to understand, how does the company ensure environmental sustainability and responsible manufacturing practices in its operations?
The sustainability is our one of the main objective. As I said, we will be probably in the alloy steel company, we proactively got our carbon footprints calculated from the CII. So once the figures came to us, as we have said number of times, it was 0.82 tons of carbon carbon dioxide per ton of steel making. And then we understood, while we undertook this study, various factors, and first action was envisaged by Mr. Satish Jain, our vice chairman, to go in for solar. So because most of the carbon footprints are coming from the usage of electricity, which is normally based on coal. So we have already executed the agreement to get about 25 to 30 megawatt of solar power into the system for usage of our steel making. So 40% of our power will be the solar power from the project will be completed by the end of December. Maybe the benefit will accrue to us on next year. Secondly, we are also doing, with the help of IT, various improvements in our manufacturing, by virtue of which we will be able to save some of the electricity, which will also add to the carbon footprints. So this is one part on the carbon footprints, and we as a company, Mr. Satish Jain is also spearheading the circular economy. Circular economy is that we will buy the scrap from, let's say, to give you an example, that if we are supplying steel to Maruti, so we will sell this the steel to Maruti, and scrap will be purchased by us to reuse for making the steel for Maruti. So these kind of discussions are undergoing, and maybe in 6 months' time onward, we shall be able to formulate some such policy. And also in the process of increasing the green areas in our plant and outside our plant also. We are planting Miyawaki forest. This Miyawaki forest is a process by virtue of which it is Japanese technology. The forest grows very fast, you know, so that way we have already undertaken the forest forest activity for about 10 acres by now, and we have a very large objective in this. So this is what we are doing on the sustainability front. Anything, Mr. Singla, you want to add?
It's okay, sir.
Yeah.
Great. And sir, how does the company stay competitive in the market considering the dynamic nature of this industry?
You know, the staying competitive in the market, first is the having the confidence of customers by giving the good quality steel and customer service, giving it in time. So we are ensuring that our relationship is maintained. Our product quality is also maintained, and it serves the purpose. With the help of IC, we are constantly trying to improve our quality as well. And we are, we are also doing a lot of product developments with our existing customers. So all these things will always bring us closer to the market through our vendors, and we know what is happening, following the trends. As I said, sustainability is one of the big buzz for today in the OEMs. We are following that direction also, and following the Aichi's culture of safety first, quality second, cost and productivity third, and cost fourth. So we are following that line of direction, all of which is giving us good results. We are growing with each customer wherever we are in terms of volume, and also we are adding customers in the market.
Okay. And sir, one last question. Any guidance for top line and bottom line for FY24 and 25?
I think we normally don't give any guidance, but it should be in the same level as we are today. As I said, that some improvement can be with the extra sales, and effect of that will follow to the bottom line as well, is what we hope.
FY24, as Ribadi sir has already confirmed, that we are targeting to achieve the earlier last year figure of 200,000 tons, because this was a consolidation year. And going forward, he has also confirmed that we are expecting, we are targeting and budgeting 7 to 10% increase over volumes in the next year.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. This is from my side.
Thank you.
And the next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, sir. Sir, as you mentioned to the previous person, that guidance for this coming year, so out of this, would you be able to guide in terms of what the share of exports might be for FY24, or even a ballpark figure for the next whole year as well?
I think for the current year, we shall be closing around 10% of this.
Q3 is 10%. As a whole, for the full financial year, we are expecting 7 to 8% of the total turnover will be the exports. including what we are exporting to IT Forge through their trading partners.
Right, right. Right, sir. Okay, so that is still higher than earlier.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it is growing, and in next 2-3 years we have a objective to reach 25%.
Okay, so this 20 to 25% would be around in how many years, sir?
Maybe FY 27.
Okay, all right, sir. And sir, a few over the last couple of quarters, Sachinji has also mentioned that our association with IT should open up access to Southeast Asian markets as well. So, is there any visibility on that, sir?
Yes, I think with the help of IT, we have got foot in the door everywhere, wherever we have gone or whatever market or customers we are trying to aim at. Definitely, it is giving us good help and good assistance. You know, as I said, it is a little long process to get approvals and other formalities. So it takes 1 year to 2 years time. So I think in the next year, some positive outcome we will be glad to share with you.
All right. Okay, sir. And sir, I think our billet capacity has increased to over 2 lakh, almost 2,60,000 tons. So if you could throw some light on how this was achieved, and also if, you know, what the rolling mill capacity is going to look like, sir.
The steel making capacity is increasing because of various factors. One is that we are, you know, improving our scrap. So scrap mix is improved. Second is that at the operation level we are reducing our power on time and power off time. Our on time is when furnace is on to melt the steel, and power off time is when we will be ready for the next heat. So those results are quite encouraging. By virtue of that, we will get more operative time from the furnace, and if we get more operative time from the furnace, then we will get more number of heats every day. So that's how we are achieving. That is of the steel melting shop, and I have already explained that in rolling mill, we are revamping our rolling mill, and in 2-3 phases, we will be able to increase capacity there also.
Understood, sir. Understood. So for the billet capacity, we can take the current utilization levels as the standard for going forward, is that right, sir?
Yeah, yes. We will improve on that surely in the next year. From current year to next year, there will be improvement.
Okay. So just last couple of questions. Any production benefit that we can expect by our last couple of recent plant shutdowns that we did?
Yes, we have already said that in the major shutdown was from the rolling mill. And we envisaged the excess production of about 800 tons per month. We have already achieved up to 700 tons. As it is stabilizing, we will achieve that. So that is, you can say, that is mission almost accomplished.
Okay. And last, sir, any plans of a greenfield expansion on the horizon, longer term?
Yes, but I don't have any, strong news to share at this moment. Things are still in the thinking train.
All right. Okay, sir. That was all from my end. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Overall, first of all, thank you very much for joining us. Overall, I think we feel that situation, the market conditions are normal, and rather we feel encouraged by the, as I said, by the sales of automobile sector. Everything is going up, so we are quite optimistic. But as far as the EBITDA levels are concerned, those are also appear to be you know, under our control, and raw material is also supporting our EBITDA. So by and large, things are going on well. Our relationship with Aichi is also getting stronger and stronger. Our efforts on our ESG are improving, and we will sharpen this in future. All you know, planned acts have been envisaged, acts has been you know, taken, positive action has been taken on that in terms of solar power or various other things. So by and large, financial position of your company is also good. So overall, I think we stay positive for future.
Thank you.
I will ask Mr. Singhla to
thank you.
Add.
So thank you. Thank you all for joining us the conference call. And as Rivadi sir has said, we are all optimistic and are all in line with the our targets and plans. So thank you. Thank you all.
Is Soumya ma'am, will you like to say something?
Hello sir. Soumya ma'am is disconnected. So should we conclude?
Okay.
On behalf of Choice Equity
Broking
Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.